Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about maximizing the Claude Code experience. Get ready. It's packed with tips.
I'm all ears. Claude Code is already pretty slick, so I'm eager to hear how to make it even better. What's the first trick up your sleeve?
First, ditch the standalone terminal. Integrate Claude Code with an IDE like Cursor or VS Code. It's a game changer for file access and management, letting you reference files directly within your Claude Code chat. Plus, the IDE's interface makes it easy to see what Claude is referencing.
Smart move. That integration sounds much smoother than constantly switching between windows. So how do we actually set this up?
Easy peasy. Just type /IDE within Claude Code and it'll detect your IDE. Then, any files you open in your IDE become instantly accessible in Claude Code. Bam.
Got it. So, what's next on the optimization agenda?
The /init command. This initializes Claude Code within a project, creating a cloud.md file that acts as a memory bank for your project's context. It's like giving Claude Code a cheat sheet for your project, so it understands the context of your requests.
So, kind of like preloading the context window, except it persists across sessions. Nice. Any tips for managing that context as it grows?
Absolutely. Use Compact to summarize conversation history, keeping the essential details without the bloat. Or use Clear for a fresh start, like opening a new chat in ChatGPT.
Good to know those cleanup options. What about controlling Claude's behavior? Any tricks there?
You can toggle between Auto Accept, which streamlines approvals for actions, and Plan Mode, which lets you review and refine Claude's plans before execution. This is where Shift-Tab comes into play. A quick tap of Shift-Tab cycles through those modes. And if you have an Anthropic subscription, you can even switch between Opus and Sonnet models using /model.
So fine-grained control over both execution and the underlying model. Powerful stuff.
Now for a really cool one. Embedding images and screenshots directly into your Claude Code prompts. Just drag and drop, or copy-paste, using Ctrl-V, surprisingly. This lets you visually communicate with Claude, making complex requests much easier.
So if I'm debugging a UI issue, I can literally show Claude the problem. That's a game-changer.
Exactly. Now, about those custom commands. I have one called Joke Me. Tell me a dad joke. And if I hit enter, it executes that command right away. Goes to the model. The model runs the execution, and then whatever comes back is what it presents to us. Why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make up everything. This allows you to personalize Claude Code with shortcuts for tasks you frequently perform.
That's fun and practical too. Custom commands can be real time savers. Are these project specific or global?
Both. You can create commands specific to a project by adding .md files within a .claude commands folder in your project directory. For global commands accessible in any project, place the same structure within your home directory.
So, I could have project-specific commands for common coding tasks and global commands for things like formatting or generating boilerplate code. I like it.
Now, for a trickier one. You can create custom scripts within tools like Raycast that leverage Claude Code's abilities. I've created a script that grabs text from my clipboard, sends it to Claude to determine the file type and suggested name, and then saves it to my downloads folder.
Wow, that's next level automation. Using Claude's intelligence within external scripts opens up so many possibilities.
Ready for my absolute favorite trick? Hooks. These let you trigger actions at specific points in Claude Code's workflow. For instance, I've set a stop hook to play a custom sound whenever a Claude Code task completes. I even have different sounds for different projects.
That's both delightful and incredibly useful. I can see how that would be a lifesaver when running multiple long tasks. No more constant checking.
Exactly. And you can even combine project-specific and global hooks, creating a layered notification system.
These tips are pure gold. Thanks for sharing your Claude Code mastery.
My pleasure. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And I hope these tricks level up your Claude Code game.
See you next time.
Goodbye.